Well, have you got a tattoo? And have you got a tattoo that you now regret? Maybe it was a great band that you thought was just so fabulous, the name of a long-departed ex. Now, nearly 20% of Australians have at least one tattoo. And the stats are astounding, actually. 24% of women in this country have at least one bit of ink. Employers now have to be far more accepting of tattoos than they were a decade ago. As fashion changes, they have to go with the program. Many workplaces are adapting to embrace individuals who are inked as part of their staff. However, there are still a number of industries that are less open to their employees displaying their body art, and this is especially the case with client-facing job roles such as sales assistants or waiters. Senior HR practitioner and Director of Employee Matters Natasha Hawker and laser technician Hilary Quinn at Melbourne Tattoo Removal join us on Nightlife now to talk about how tattoos are perceived in Australian workplaces. Hello to both of you and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, do either of you have a tattoo? Natasha, you go first.
No, I don't.
Why not?
I've never been inclined. It's not something that I was ever particularly interested in doing.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Hilary?
No, I don't either. And I speak to people all day long who are in deep regret, so I'm...
Yeah, that's put you off
even
more.
To go there.
You'll probably never get one.
Completely, no. Right. Unlikely.
Okay. Well, we might talk about some of those people in just a minute, but... Natasha, how do you think tattoos are perceived in the workplace generally? Have we changed our point of view as more and more people get them?
I think we have. I think they have become more socially acceptable. And I think there are some industries where they're more socially acceptable than others. An example being it's almost part of the uniform for your barista to be covered with tattoos and almost a beard. But there are other industries where it's still not desirable for the business owner, for their employees to have tattoos. And in some instances, for example, the medical industry, where the research shows that people feel less confident in their treatment if their practitioner or their doctor has a tattoo.
Of course, they wouldn't know if it was in certain places.
Correct.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's a lot of doctors who do have them, but they're just not on display. Are there any sorts of types of tattoos that give employers a bad impression?
I think where they're neck or face tattoos, it was funny, in preparation for this, I went to a restaurant last night and I came across this lovely couple that were covered in tattoos. So I took the opportunity to go and have a chat to them. And he was covered right up to his chin in tattoos. And he said he works in mining and that's par for the course there. You know, it's very common. But she was from, immaculately dressed, but from the corporate side of things, and she covers them up. And she said when people realise she has tattoos, she feels that their opinion of her changes. So I thought that was very interesting. And they went on to say they get more discrimination in going out for dinner or restaurants or bars, which won't let them in, rather than actually in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. And were they reasonably young?
Yes, they were probably in their, I would suggest, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, it seems to be a real age thing, I suppose. And I think that workplaces will adapt to this more and more as this age of workforce goes through the system. Now, Hilary, you mentioned that you have clients every week with regret. How many do you have each week who want to get their tattoos removed?
I'm seeing maybe about 40 clients a week at the moment, and they range from, you know, just having gone off their tattoo or wanting to reclaim the space that the tattoo is on through to absolutely devastated. And we get a lot of people in who were tattooed recently that get a tattoo and immediately regret it. That's really common.
Oh, what, because they kind of were in a group, had a bit too much to drink and then woken up the next day?
Absolutely, that's big. But a lot of people, the thought of getting a tattoo is quite different to the reality. So the minute it's on their skin, reality sets in and they turn on the idea. That's really common.
Okay.
So a lot of people get one and regret it right away.
Mm-hmm. And so, what about people coming in saying it's actually holding me up in the workplace, in my career?
Well, I treat a lot of recruits, police recruits, defence recruits. With them, it's holding them up from being inducted. And I take a lot of hand tattoos off, hands and necks, less so with faces. Those people don't tend to be employed.
Right.
But I take a lot of hand and neck tattoos off just because someone's entered the workforce, they're moving up, and it's started to affect them. They
right.
feel like, you know.
So police are allowed to have tattoos, though, but
they're allowed to have tattoos. There at the moment, they're frowning on hand tattoos. They don't like them on their hands, and they've got a policy against anything that's offensive as well.
Oh, okay. So you have to occasionally remove an offensive one from someone who wants to join the armed. What do you mean by offensive? Without getting too offensive on the radio,
it might be a swear word. It might be a swear word. Part of the body that shouldn't be seen.
Right.
It's not uncommon.
Okay. Well, I would imagine that would be something you'd have to remove if you're going into any kind of job, really. Because, you know, even your barista, you don't want to be causing offence while someone's getting their coffee. Right. So, Natasha, you mentioned the baristas where you think it's probably an asset and people have to draw on fake ones maybe if they're going for a job at a groovy cafe. Can you think of others, industries more open apart from mining and baristas?
Yeah, definitely hospitality as a general rule. Mining would be the other one. Transport industry would be the other one. Taxis would be another one where it's very acceptable. But there is no law actually stopping workplaces from banning them. So, for example, if you're a beautician and you're all about serenity and purity, it may be incongruent with your brand and the persona that you want to put out to the market if your beautician is covered in or beauty therapist is covered in tattoos. And in that case, they would typically have a policy in place around how they like to present to market, and they could discriminate or could, rather than discriminate, they could make a decision on not hiring someone on the basis of their ink.
But wouldn't that be discriminatory?
No, you actually can choose not to hire someone based on their ink unless you're discriminating on the grounds of race, nationality or authenticity. In other words, is it part of their cultural identity, their national identity, that they have a tattoo? Maybe the Maori culture might be an example of that. Because then they could run an argument that says, you're discriminating against me based on my race, and this tattoo is indicative of that race.
So technically, if someone's going for a job and they have a sleeve tattoo and they don't get the job, they could appeal that decision, or if they're sacked from a job, or they couldn't because it's not doesn't come under the law.
They couldn't unless they could run the argument that it was a cultural aspect of their identity.
Right. So we can discriminate against people with tattoos.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
But I think the other interesting thing is that's going to become less and less likely as we're more accepting as a culture around that. And I would also suggest that the market is becoming so tight in terms of great quality applicants. Mm. With one in five people having a tattoo, you're potentially wiping out, you know, 20% of the workforce. And just because they have a tattoo, that doesn't mean it impacts their ability to do the job well. It just may be, you know, not aligned with your culture or your branding.
I think that's true. I think in the future, say in 20 years' time, we'll probably have a prime minister with a tat and it won't be a big deal at all. And Hilary, in terms of what you see in the clinic, as you said, mostly neck and face and hands are the parts that people get them removed from, and they have regret from something they did. Do they have, do you get regrets often? You said they were often really immediate regrets, but what about ones that are very old and people are just sick to death of them?
Well, we get a lot of older tattoos in because fashion moves along. So I think in times past, in the olden times, tattoo fashion didn't budge much. It was fairly generic down through the years. But now that it's entered the mainstream, the fashions change swiftly, actually.
That's bad. And they go out of style.
Yeah,
faster.
That's right. They go out of style. So people come in with great shame attached to wearing a tattoo that is out of style. Tribal's a good example.
Because it brands you from that era. So the barbed wire around the arm is like, that's so 90s now, isn't it?
Apparently, yes, it is. And apparently we're quite self-shaming because people take it on. They really feel, you know, I get people in who haven't taken their shirt off for 6 or 8 years.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it brands them. And I mean, it brands them from that era, does it, I suppose? They think it's out of fashion.
It's exactly the same as any piece of fashion that you're wearing that's not current. Mm. It just, for some reason, the pack doesn't like that.
Can you give me some more examples? I thought about the barbed wire, but what are some other ones?
The Southern Cross is very played out.
Right.
Chinese characters, it's fashion death to show a Chinese character these days. They were a really strong trend. The ones that I'm taking off at the moment are little hearts and infinity symbols, things like that. So they've apparently gone out.
out of style.
Yeah, out of style, and also quotes, meaningful quotes.
Really?
Thank gosh. Thank gosh, because they were driving me mad.
Right. Like what quotes from?
Just a, like a two-line meaningful saying, you know.
Right. Okay.
Something like "this too shall pass," things like that. You know, they were big. Every little girl's got one of those.
So. Oh, okay. Why do they drive you crazy? Are they harder to take off?
Oh, I just think they drive me crazy because I think, oh my gosh, you're going to regret that one day.
Right.
You're quite deep and meaningful at 18, but at 30, you're a complete heretic, and you don't want to be wearing that quote
any
longer.
Too superficial, then. Yeah. You're on Nightlife, and I'm talking to Natasha Hawker, who's a senior HR practitioner and director of employee matters, and laser technician Hilary Quinn, who's from Melbourne Tattoo Removal, who spends her time removing those tattoos people regret, and so. So in the workplace, Natasha, as you said, they can discriminate unless it becomes cultural. What jobs do you think, as I said, I think it will change in the future, but do you think there'll be any areas where it will still be bad for your career to have a tattoo?
I think definitely the medical profession, because the research shows that people do not trust people as strongly if they have tattoos. I think there is still a preconception around more senior roles in a business. It's still very unusual for someone, for example, in the higher levels of corporate, the corporate ranks, that would be openly covered in tattoos. I think that would be very unusual still. And I think, you know, historically tattoos have been associated with lower class, with potentially drug abuse and mental health illness. And that's, you know, that stereotype is changing, but it still is the perception in some roles. And I would suggest the more senior roles in businesses, it would be more unlikely to have someone tattoos.
Well, I guess as you get up more senior up the ranks, the elder managers are probably older and they have those more traditional conservative views about it as well. So there's a age group attitude to getting them, and then one about what they mean as well.
That's fast being aged out, though, yeah. I think, once that group retire.
Yes, that'll be it.
The prejudice will die with it, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I've got doctors, lawyers galore. A lot of those high-end people may not have tattoos that are showing, but they'll have one.
Right, but how do you know about them? You're removing them.
Well, they come in to have them removed too, like anyone. But tattoos tend to take a path. People get them applied from 18 to 25, and then, you know, later on they feel to remove them.
Uh-huh.
They're sort of a youthful rite of passage.
Right. So the older people you find that you mentioned there, doctors and lawyers, they're getting them removed not because of their career and the workplace, but because they're just over it and it's...
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And they're even more likely than... The average person to regret their youthful decision.
Right. Reminds them of who they were when they're approaching middle age. Remember when I was so wild and free? I don't want to be reminded of that anymore.
Yeah. I always wonder, though, about that whole piece of age and when they go wrinkly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. But then, you know, if you look at wrinkly skin, it's not great anyway. Might as well have a tattoo on it.
Oh, okay. So that's not really a reason, Hilary.
No, people are unafraid of what they'll feel. The age group getting the tattoos can't even contemplate themselves getting old. That's years off.
True, true. Do you think it is going out of fashion and tending to go away, or has there been another little resurgence lately?
I personally thought it was going to go out. Most fashion does. And I was waiting for the day when it sort of receded. But a couple of years ago, it just came back with a vengeance. And I think at that time, tattoos got a lot better. They went from sort of really rudimentary designs that weren't much to, I think, artists entered the tattooing arena and the game, you know, was ramped up. And now tattoos are, you know, they're really impressive, and it seems to have come back strong. I've been waiting for a contraction in tattoo parlours. I thought that would signal the end of the craze. I'm going to call it a craze. And
it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened. I saw one close once and I thought, oh, here we go, and they were just moving to a bigger premises.
So are the good tattoos, the artist tattoos, are they harder to get off? Are they more complex?
The shallower the tattoo, the easier it is to remove. We take a layer during each treatment. So the more skilled the tattooists, they tend to have a more even and shallow depth. The newbies and the dodgies tend to, you know, really ink hard.
They're harder to get off.
So they're harder. But as they age, they become easier to get off because they drop ink every day of their lives.
Right. Wow. Because you're shedding your skin automatically.
There's just a your lymphatic system, your immune system just pulls ink out each day. You shed ink. So by the time they're 30 years old, they only contain about 30% of the ink they started out with. And that's why older tattoos look, you know, less distinct and a bit dodgy. That's just lack of density. They've lost their density. Their edges aren't crisp any longer.
So your lymph nodes
they're
are
much
sucking
easier.
Out. Right. So they're sucking out that ink every day.
A lymph fluid picks it up and gives it to your lymph nodes. But, yeah, that's just happening. Ink stays within the system because it's essentially harmless, it's non-toxic, it's inert and it's non-bacterial. But the lymphatic system's still not 100% comfortable with it being there, so over time it just slowly, very slowly
gets rid of it.
And really shallow tattoos might actually disappear over the years, but you do have to wait maybe 20 years.
A long time. Okay.
Yeah.
And Natasha, do you think it matters if it's a good tattoo, like these artist ones that Hilary was talking about, that are actually quite beautiful and much better done than the old ones? Do you think that in the workplace that helps at all, or is it more about the actual fact that someone's got one?
I think it's more about the fact that someone's got one rather than the type of tattoo, obviously, you know, excluding any offensive ones. Obviously, that would have an impact. It's interesting because I wonder whether, you know, from a point of view that having a tattoo used to be a bit naughty and a bit, you know, you were stepping outside the crowd. I think there's almost that movement now that it's almost everybody's got a tattoo. So I wonder whether Hilary has people coming back and going, well, now it's so passé to have tattoos, I want them off, because that's the not the norm anymore.
All right, well, let's see. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in tonight. We've been chatting to Hilary Quinn at Melbourne Tattoo Removal and Senior HR Practitioner and Director of Employee Matters, Natasha Hawker. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
On ABC Radio, it's Nightlife with Sarah McDonald.